Well, one school of thought is that as long as the Federal Reserve continues to support the financial markets, stocks should go higher. But they're going to continue to face a number of headwinds. We've got an upcoming election, for one, along with a falling dollar. And the biggest headwind of all is going to be enthusiasm or lack thereof of spending by consumers. And I don't think we're going to know what consumer spending is really going to mean for the market until we get to the end of this month. It'll be that long before we get a good feel for what consumers are doing. It would appear as though consumers are beginning to lose a little bit of their enthusiasm about spending. I don't think it's a lack of money, but I think there is starting to be a little bit of an Obama effect on consumers right now. It isn't overwhelming just yet. That Obama effect brings in the mentality of this Obama hunker down economy that we had for so long. When uncertainty in the markets and everybody waiting for certain things to happen, the uncertainty eventually gets down to the common, everyday, ordinary consumer. And when that uncertainty gets set in, the consumer has nothing they can do but hoard. Save their money. Don't be frivolous. Remember that they might have doctor bills to pay. They might have maintenance on their car to do. And there's a possibility that they too could be out of work. They could lose their job. Could the economy be getting worse? Is the idea that the economy getting better just smoke and mirrors? Are we really headed into a depression? Is that why President Trump is not real strong out there right now talking about the economy? Is there fear getting into the political world and the analytical world and Wall Street? Are all of these things going to be something as a consumer I should be afraid of? Listen, these are just a few things that consumers will start thinking. As a matter of fact, consumers thought that from the end of 2008 to about the end of 2012, we had this dramatic hunker down mentality. I'm not saying we are definitely going there, but I think we'll find out if we are gradually going there, and then we start to see some real problems. Now, that can be broken very quickly on November 3rd if President Trump gets reelected and everybody is singing happy days are here again. But let's not be absolutely certain that is going to happen. I said to everybody on my commentary yesterday on my website, we will see a correction. Make no mistake about it. When you look at what this market has ridden up for so long, there absolutely has to be a correction. I don't know if it's going to be this month, next month, or the early part of next year, but we are going to see a correction. And I feel I need to keep harping on that for some time so that you are continually reminded. New car sales numbers are going to be kind of pivotal this week as we think about consumer sentiment. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I do want to be real about what we can expect or should expect. And again, I do believe we will see a correction sooner rather than later. We need to be prepared for it, not in our portfolios. We need to be prepared for it emotionally and mentally, because the last thing you, I, or anybody else can afford to do is to be getting out and buying into the panic and the fear by selling out cheap. If you are concerned and you want to sell out now of things that you have considerable profit on, I am not recommending that, but it's okay. You can't get hurt by taking profit. We need to just emotionally prepare for that, and we need to be thinking twice about what we are buying and consider what we are buying and making certain, absolutely certain, without any wavering, that we are not going to get out, and we definitely have that 10 years or better time frame. All right, well, I hope you all have a great day. I'll see you in a couple hours, and we'll be back. God bless. We need to be praying for this nation.